Welcome to the devotion of Sita Life. Hi, I'm Chris Franz. When you pray, do you actually expect answers? Do you pray believing that God is going to answer your prayers? You know, years ago, Hudson Taylor made a voyage to China as he was on a sailboat. And as the boat neared the channel between the southern Malayan Peninsula and the island of Sumatra, the missionary heard an urgent knock at his stateroom door. He opened it, and there stood the captain of the ship. "Mr. Taylor," the captain said, "we don't have any wind. We're drifting toward an island whose inhabitants are heathen and, I fear, cannibals." "What am I supposed to do?" asked Hudson Taylor. "I understand you believe in God. I want you to pray for wind." "All right, captain. I will. But first, you must set the sail." "Why, that's ridiculous," the captain said. "There's not even the slightest breeze. Besides, the sailors will think that I'm crazy." Nevertheless, the captain finally agreed. 45 minutes later, he returned and found the missionary still on his knees. "You can stop praying now," said the captain. "We got more wind than we know what to do with." You know, when you pray and you're believing God for an answer, you need to set the sails. You need to start setting the stage for the answer. Take the first step. Many of the crusades where we preach the gospel, we always tell people after we've prayed for the sick, we say, do something you could not do before. Take a step of faith. Because many times, they feel no healing until they take that first step of faith. They take that step of receiving it from God. If you are believing God for a miracle, if you're believing God for an answer, take that first step. Set the sail of your boat, even though there may be no wind right now at this moment, but set the sails anyway, and you will see the wind will come. Hebrews 11 verse 1 says, "Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and being convinced of what we do not see." Be full of faith and receive your miracle today. God bless you.